What'll it be? Tellurian, ain't you? Whiskey? Uh-uh. Close, though. Aldebaran, too. Got any good old Aldebaranian Bodega? No, but we got some good old Tellurian whiskey about the same thing. QX, give me a shot. He poured a stiff three fingers, downed it at a gulp, shuddered ecstatically, and emitted a wild yell. Yip, yip, yippee! I'm Wild Bill Williams, the ripping, roaring Ritu Dolorum from Aldebaran II, and this is my night to howl. Wee-ow-wari! Then quieting down, this rot gut wasn't never within a million parsecs of Tellus, but it ain't bad, not bad at all. Got the teeth and claws of holy old Clono himself. Goes down your throat just like swallowing a cat eagle. Clear ether, pal. I'll be back shortly. For his first care was to tour the entire rest, buying scrupulously one good stiff drink of whatever first came at hand at each hot spot as he came to it. A goodwill tour, he explained joyously to Strongheart upon his return. Got to do it, pal, to keep him from calling down the curse of Clono on me. But I'm going to do all my serious drinking right here. And he did. He drank various and sundry beverages, mixing them with sublime disregard for consequences which surprised even the hard-boiled booze-fighters assembled there. "Anything that'll pour," he declared loud and often, and acted accordingly. Potent or mild, brewed, fermented or distilled, loaded, cut or straight, all one. "Down the hatch!" And down it went. Here was a two-fisted drinker whose like had not been seen for many a day, and his fame spread throughout the rest. Being a happy jag, the more he drank, the merrier he became. He bestowed largesse hither and yon in joyous abandon. He danced blithely with the hostesses and tipped them extravagantly. He did not gamble, explaining frequently and painstakingly that that wasn't none of his dish. He wanted to have fun with his money. He fought, even, without anger or rancor, but gaily, laughing with Homeric gusto the while. He missed with terrific swings that would have felled a horse had they landed, only occasionally getting in, as though by chance, a paralyzing punch. Thus he accumulated an entirely unnecessary mouse under each eye, and a sadly bruised nose. However, his good humor was, as is generally the case in such instances, quite close to the surface, and was prone to turn into passionate anger with less real cause even than the trivialities which started the friendly fistfights. During various of these outbursts of wrath, he smashed four chairs, two tables, and assorted glassware.